You are listening to 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to this week's edition of Cinema Chat. I'm David Fair, and I'm sitting alongside the Executive Director and CEO of the Michigan Theater. Russ Collins joins us each Thursday to fill us in on what is happening in Hollywood and what movies are going to be available to you over the coming weekend. Today, certainly no exception. Thank you for being here. I do appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here, dodging a few raindrops.
So. Well, it's better than what a lot of women in Hollywood have had to dodge, and certainly glad to see that it is all starting to come out, and perhaps there is change afoot.
Yeah, women and men. Kevin Spacey was the big story of this particular week, sexual harassment and intimidation.
And assault.
By Kevin Spacey, alleged by several victims, and this was his sexual orientation was well known in the industry, not particularly the negative.
They never acknowledged it, but
yeah,
publicly.
Absolutely. So that's a difficult situation on several levels. And then Dustin Hoffman.
Director Brett Ratner. Actor Jeremy Piven. It's all starting to come to the fore. And we have to make sure that there are not false allegations that are put out there and people wrongly accused. But for those who turn out to be guilty of what they've done, perhaps it is going to be the impetus for finally some meaningful change in the way people are dealt with. And it's not just that industry. NPR's director of news, he resigned yesterday because of similar allegations. And you're going to see this in industries across the country. HR departments all around America are going to become very busy. And that is a good thing.
That's right. Pernicious and pervasive, unfortunately, this plague on us. Nothing new in a sense, but coming to light. Sunlight is the best disinfectant. And so we're getting a bit of sunlight, and hopes are that we'll begin an avalanche towards a change in behavior throughout society, Western society anyway. And we'll keep a good thought for all those who've been negatively affected for decades and decades, for centuries, actually. And we'll expect better behavior and better enforcement as time goes on.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. David Fair with Russ Collins. Now, there are still a lot of good folks in the industry who are making really good, interesting, engaging films, and we've already started to talk a little bit of Oscar.
And that's true, and there's even some good people outside the industry, like my daughter, Lindsay Swain, whose birthday is today. So happy birthday,
Lindsay. Hey, happy birthday, Lindsay. Enjoy the day to the fullest.
Absolutely. Well, yes, this is the time of year that Oscar buzz cranks up. So IndieWire had a piece this week talking about what they thought were going to be the leaders, or at least the buzzed about films in terms of Best Picture. They're pretty convinced that Dunkirk will win the day. It's unusual this early, especially a film that was released in the summer, would win an Academy Award. It tends to be from now until the end of the calendar year that the films are released that tend to win the Academy Awards. But they contend that Christopher Nolan's symphonic blockbuster hits a lot of high notes in terms of Academy Award picture. It did pretty darn well at the box office.
It seemed to appeal to such a broad audience, which
that's
I'm not
right.
sure they were necessarily expecting.
They said that it appealed to World War II veterans who at this point are in their 90s and One Direction fans, which is a British boy band.
I do have to say, on the cynical side, I can't wait until I'm old enough to not know what a One Direction is.
So, who knows? It got great reviews from critics. Audiences went to it in a fairly decent number, and it was an epic film for sure about a well-known subject matter with a lot of great performances.
But see, any year that a Steven Spielberg movie comes out, then you have to say, well, that might very well be the front runner.
Well, especially when a Steven Spielberg movie stars Meryl Streep and Tom Hanks, who have both won more than one Academy Award.
He's hedging his bets pretty well, isn't he?
Well, he's a very talented filmmaker who's frankly been kind of under-rewarded because many of his movies were so popular. And he tends to be kind of manipulative in the way that he makes his movies. But in a sense, it just shows that he's really got his hands on the machine, as it were, in making movies. He knows how to, you know, which buttons to push to
This movie is centered on something that is very important and dear to me. And for news junkies, absolutely. I'm going to love this subject matter.
Yeah, it's called The Post. And Meryl Streep plays Kay Graham, and Tom Hanks plays Ben Bradley. And this is about the release of the Pentagon Papers during the Vietnam War. A compelling subject matter, compelling director, compelling performers, something to look forward to. The Post will be released right at the very end of the year, between either at Christmas or just after Christmas.
Which almost assures Meryl Streep yet another nomination, adding to her record.
And my inclination is that they should just give Meryl Streep an award and then also have a Best Actress Award. So you have the Streep Award. And then
which goes annually to Meryl Streep.
Right, just de rigueur. So. And then Get Out, which was a film that was released early in 2017, is IndieWire's third pick, and this was written and directed by Jordan Peele. It was a thriller that poked at racial prejudice and social dynamics in American society in a way that was both funny and poignant. And so we'll see what happens there. Call Me by Your Name is another film that's getting released here any day. It was written by James Ivory and directed by Luca Good. I'm going to mess up his name.
Guadagnino. So
yes, but James Ivory is part of the Merchant Ivory team, older gentleman. But it's a beautiful film that's set in Italy about a university professor, his son, and a graduate student that comes to work with the father, and a romance develops. And essentially what they're talking about in this case is the fact that Moonlight won last year, which was a very low-budget film,
right,
a very beautiful, extremely well-done film that really kind of undercut the big Hollywood kind of thing in a way that was surprising.
Which may very well give some hope to Greta Gerwig and Lady Bird.
That's right, which is opening very soon at the Michigan Theater, as does Three Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri. This is a Frances McDormand film. The Florida Project, which is currently playing at the Michigan Theater, and a Daniel Day-Lewis film called Phantom Threads, and Guillermo del Toro's film The Shape of Water. Those are other films that could be in that Oscar buzz, in that kind of indie picture, quality indie film that's been getting a lot of awards lately.
Once again, this is Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. David Fair with Russ Collins. And what are my new choices this week?
Well, this is a film that is just gorgeous. It's called Loving Vincent, and it's the world's first fully animated, oil-painted feature picture.
Oh, wow.
And so...
Well, that makes sense. And when we say Loving Vincent, it's Vincent Van Gogh,
Vincent Van Gogh,
right?
So okay. It uses
makes
his...
Sense.
Painted aesthetic as the core of the aesthetic of the film. And the reviews in this have been wonderful in terms of the way it looks and the way it sweeps you up in it. The critical consensus is Loving Vincent dazzles visually in this Van Gogh biopic, and it's well worth seeking out. People are concerned about the narrative, but just because it's a story that's a difficult story
sure.
to tell, and it's very difficult to carry out in animation, and some people are like, well, they got a little whipped up in the animation, but most people are so carried away by the animation and they're so interested in the story.
Well, there's something to be said. Sometimes aesthetics can overcome a lack of substance.
Absolutely. So we've had a lot of interest in this film. It opens Saturday. It's got a great cast, including Saoirse Ronan, who's an Irish actor who's just terrific. Florida Project, Goodbye Christopher Robin, is still playing. And then we've got a 1967 series that's opening up. The Trip, Bonnie and Clyde, The Graduate. A lot of really great stuff is coming, so look forward to that. Valley of the Dolls.
But the big movie coming out this week in terms of Hollywood blockbuster, at least one that aspires to that, is Thor. Ragnarok.
That's right, and it's gotten really good reviews.
And I think you're required to say it like that.
Yeah, you are, and it's the reviews on this have been very strong. And then the other film that's opening up is LBJ,
with Woody Harrelson in the lead role.
And again, the reviews are pretty good on that as well. So lots of great stuff at the Multiplex and at your downtown art theater, the Michigan and soon to be reopened State Theater.
Pick out a movie and head on down and see it. And we'll talk again next week. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Cinema Chats on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.